the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the Day with Charlamagne Tha God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, January 14th goes to a school teacher in Largo, Florida named Christina Restar. Did I pronounce her name right? Let me hear.
Christine Restar.
Christine Restar. Okay. Restar. What does your Uncle Sharla always say about Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Every single day they prove me right. Florida is such an interesting place because I'm listening to the story that I'm about to tell y'all. And it's one of those things that makes sense, but makes no sense at the same time. See, Christina Restar is a 51-year-old teacher. Salute to all the teachers out there. Drop on the clues bombs for all the teachers out there. You all hold a special place in my heart because my mother is a school teacher. She's been a school teacher in South Carolina for damn near 40 years. I think she's retired now. I'm not sure. Semi-retired. She don't have to work, but she chooses to. But school teachers have it hard. Okay, most essential, unappreciated public servants in our community. These are the people you trust with your kids, okay? Not just when it comes to teaching them, but physically being with them. Before COVID, now it's a lot of Zoom action, which is equally as frustrating for the kids and teachers. I hate it. I watch my 12-year-old and 5-year-old in Zoom class. I feel like they are being robbed, okay, of a great experience. My daughter is in 7th grade, so half of her 6th grade year, and now her 7th grade year is partially in school, sitting in one class for a couple hours. Rest is on Zoom, all right? Five-year-old is on Zoom. You know how hard it is to keep a 5-year-old focused on school via Zoom? All I hear is the teacher just calling all the different kids' names. Hey, are you paying attention? Hey, are you paying attention? No, they're 5. They're not. Okay, all right. God bless teachers. If it was up to me, y'all would be making high 6 figures a year, and you would have the best healthcare and benefits that Canada has to offer. All right, forget America's healthcare system. We get you some of that good old-fashioned Canadian healthcare. And this teacher, Christina, that's what she cares about, her health. See, Christina has been a teacher for 21 years, 18 of them at Largo High School. We all know the challenges that older people are having with coronavirus. It's a struggle. These teachers in the classroom with these kids, they are at high risk. Can you imagine the anxiety teachers have trying to navigate their way through wanting to do their jobs, loving what they do, but still wanting to just stay alive, stay healthy? A lot of pressure. That's why it's rules to this COVID thing. That's why it's back, give me 6 feet, okay? That's why it's wear a mask. But what do you do when you're a teacher and you have students in your class who refuse to do the simple things like wear their mask properly? Well, Christina had a solution, and it's a Florida solution. And that Florida solution landed her in jail. Let's go to WTSP CBS 10 for the report, please.
A teacher at Largo High School has been arrested for intentionally spraying a child with a disinfectant spray for not wearing masks properly. The arrest affidavit shows it was caught on surveillance video. Christine Restar worked as an exceptional student education teacher. She now faces a child abuse charge.
Now, I don't know if it was Lysol 409, Purell, Eulene. I don't know what spray she used, but let me play white devil's advocate for 1 second, okay? On the can of Lysol, I'm holding one right here in my hand, under the directions for use, it says, and I quote, to deodorize, spray on surfaces as needed. To sanitize, let stand for 30 seconds, then allow to air dry. To disinfect, let stand for 10 minutes, then allow to air dry. I don't know what any of that means because I'm stuck on the spray on surfaces as needed. Is your body not a surface? Answer the question. Is it not a surface? And Christina allegedly sprayed the aerosol disinfectant into the path. This is the path. Into the path of their faces and bodies. So not on them. Okay? Just in the room in their path. You walk through the mist. You know, I'm really torn on this story. First of all, I wouldn't want anyone doing that to my kids because you don't have the license to do anything like that to my kid. That's number one. But I also understand what Christina's neighbor, Teresa, said. Teachers have to be under a lot of pressure right now with the virus, okay? The more I tell this story, the more I'm feeling like maybe she shouldn't get Donkey of the Day. Okay, nobody really truly understands this coronavirus thing. We are all trying to figure it out. We are all doing the best we can. Okay, you don't want to wear your mask, fine, all right? In any other place other than Florida and maybe Georgia, they just simply ask you to leave the venue that you're in. This teacher, Christina, didn't want to get the kids removed, so she sprayed them with disinfectant, okay? Or sprayed disinfectant at them, okay? Once again, is skin not a surface? Am I missing something? Hold on. Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I just saw something here. It says precautionary statements. There's hazards to humans and domestic animals. It says caution causes moderate eye irritation. Do not spray in eyes, on skin, or clothing. Okay. I think I might have to challenge my own call here. All right. The original ruling on the field stands. Christina, the more I read this caution stuff, you might have killed these kids. All right. You could have killed them. You sprayed the disinfectant in the path of their face and bodies. It says right here, first aid. If in eyes, hold eye open and rinse slowly and gently with water for 15, 20 minutes. Remove contact lenses. Oh, my God. Listen. Yeah. And you got to call a poison control center, our doctor, for treatment. Did y'all know that?
Nope.
You got to call a poison control center, our doctor, for treatment. Oh, my God. Now I see why you was arrested. Disinfectant spray is a weapon. See, that's why we got to hear both sides. Okay. Donkey of the Day stands. These kids are victims. We actually reached out to one of the kids from Largo High School that Christina sprayed in the face with this disinfectant, and they had this to say.
I cannot see. I'm legally blind.
Case closed.
My goodness.
Case closed. Please give Christina Restart the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
But the more I look at this can on the front, it does say kills cold and flu viruses. Where do the cold and flu viruses live?
I know, I could barely breathe because you sprayed so much damn Lysol in him, man.
No, don't you get no ideas trying to get me arrested. Right?
Spray so much Lysol, I could barely breathe.
First of all, if I was going to spray you, I'll spray you in the face like a real G. All right?
Yo, you kinky, man.
What are you talking about?
You kinky, man. You kinky,
how
man.
How you turn that into kinky?
That crossed the line right there,
this
man.
This guy is crazy,
yeah,
bro.
You crossed the line.
If Lysol right does something for your libido, something wrong with you, kinky.
No, you crossed the line right there.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.